is doing a tiny introduction a thing you can do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Enough people didn't say yes. Everyone say yes. So this poem is about in about 1915, Ezra Pound and W.B. Yeats went to the Phoenix Park where they ate a peacock publicly as a publicity stunt. I'm not entirely sure why, but later in their careers, they both wrote sort of obscurantist references to the fact that they had once eaten a peacock in public. And they worked into it. In fact, Yeats has a poem called The Peacock, which is about eating a peacock. And mine is also called Peacock. I tried to write a poem that fits in between the both of them. So it begins and ends with a line from Ezra Pound, and ends with a line from Yeats. So, The Peacock. I can imagine the mermaid-like tavern disputes taking place to settle once and for all, whether it was, in fact, tulips or roses that Ezra started eating one night. I can taste the tang of the bejeweled skin melting off the bone, knifed to the mouth, stripped from the surprisingly fickle skeleton. Bereft of itself, the peacock is but an oily chicken, and what are riches to him?
It goes up nicely. Now I'm hungry. Thank you. Thank you very much. It was excellent stuff. Next up, Sue Cosgrave.
All right. Yeah!
All right. So we were watching a TED talk today, and it was all about writers and where does inspiration come from. And the talk was that it comes from somewhere else. It doesn't come from you. It's kind of giving distance to a writer from their creations, and that's very often true, I think. And it reminded me of a poem that just came out of nowhere, and I just wrote it down as it came to me and never changed it, really. It's dedicated to my grandmother, who spent time in the gulag, and a friend of mine's mother killed herself, and that was in the Soviet Union, there was lots of suicides, and I was very upset about it, and she said, don't get upset about it. She says, told me about the gulag, and your life was not your own, she said. You could not kill yourself. When an able-bodied convict committed suicide, the guards punished the whole gang. Some women went mad. They wandered to the woods in winter. It was a quick death. So that was what she said. And this was a monologue that came to me. Look at my hands, girls. Marusia, Anna, look at them. They no longer bleed. See, my calluses are thick, so thick you can hack them with glass. But still, they will not bleed. Hooves of a beast, that's what they are. Marusia, Anna, girls, don't look at me so. Don't hold me down. Let go of my arms. I was truly frightened, so frightened I searched beneath my skirts for a tail. But see here, what I found is a woman's cunt. And oh, I can hear him pant. Listen, listen to him. There he goes over there, in the trees. He knocks on our door each night, you know. Softly, softly, poor muffled, seeking me out. In my dreams, his hot breath sears my neck. Rough tongue laps my nipple. Oh, let go of me, girls. For Christ's sake, let go of me. Have no fear. I will not join him tonight. Tonight, I will touch the face of the moon, rising above spruce fir and pine, while he muzzles the other side with his lonely snout. Oh, girls, let go of me now. See how calm I am? Listen to him howl with grief as he trails his tail in the mud. Let him wait when snow petals the moss, and only then, in the thick of desire, will I go to him. With his fangs deep in my flesh, we shall sin against life, and together vermilion this virginal land. In spring, I shall carpet the clearing with wild strawberries. You shall feed, girls, on my sin. Thank you.
Oh, lovely.
So I think we're done with poetry. I think that one. Oh, that was fantastic, Sue. Absolutely brilliant. And need no more work. I think that was just incredible. Next up, if you can top that, Charles Clark.
Thank you.
from the house. Teenager, boy with gray tracksuit and blue shoes, walked a Dalmatian past the windows. I'm surprised by the black night, black as the ace of spades, as they make their way to the rock. What a sight. I would like to have a porcelain dog, white with black spots and a black belly. At the back of the house that evening, the trees of many shades are uniform gold. I feel as rich as Croesus.
Lovely stuff tonight, guys. I always love the open mics. You never know what they're gonna get. Okay, next up, Derek Darcy.
It's a poem by Robert Serves. It's called A Wonder. I wish that I could understand the marvel movement of my hand. I watch my fingers turn and twist, the supple bending of my wrist. The dainty touch of fingertip, the steel intensity of grip. A tool of exquisite design, with pride I think, it's mine. Then there's the wonder of my eyes, where hills and houses, seas and skies, waves of light converge and pass and print themselves as on a glass. Line, form and colour live in me. I am the beauty that I see. I could write a book of size to tell the wonders of my eyes. Oh, but what of the wonders of my heart that play so faithfully its part? I hear it running, sounded sweet, it never seems to miss a beat. Between the cradle and the grave, it never falters, stanch and brave. Alas, I wish I had the art to tell the wonders of my heart. Oh, but how can I explain the wondrous wonders of my brain, that marvelous machine that brings all consciousness of wonderings. It lets me from myself leap out and watch my body walk about. It's hopeless, all my words are vain, to tell the wonders of my brain. But do not think, O patient friends, who hears these stanzas to the end, that I myself would glorify, you're just as wonderful as I. Come, let us on the seashore stand and trill with wonder at a grain of sand, and then into the meadow pass and marvel at a blade of grass, or cast our visions high and far and thrill with wonder at a single star. A host of stars, night's holy tent, huge and glittering with wonderment. If wonder is in great and small, then what of him who made it all? In eyes and brain and heart and limb, let's see the wondrous work of him. In everything from sun to sod, the wonder and the awe of God.
I really like the poem. I love people getting to the poetry. It's really awesome to see. So next up is our 5-word winner, Tina.
Delighted to find that I actually had my poetry collection on my phone. I'd also like to say one thing, is I invite you all to come with us to the Crane Lane, because One Horse Pony, who's been very close to my heart, is playing at midnight. So this is a poem. I was raised in three languages.
And it's free.
And it's free! Yes, it's free. I was raised in three languages, and it's something that I have very rarely been able to put into my writing, because all of my writing is mainly in English. But this is a poem that I managed to do in three languages. And it's called The Quincaillerie de mi alma, which means the hardware of my soul. I love enameled pots and pans, speckled blue bowls and cups, kettles whistling on the home range, coffee singing, don't fence me in. J'aime le fer blanc, hachoir, passoir, bouilloire, cafetière. J'aime les carrés rouges et blancs dans la cuisine de bonne maman. Me gusta una buena paellera y una cuchara de madera, marrón y negra de los sabores en la cocina de mi abuela. Y una caldera y un sartén, casserole et poêlon, terrine and cake tin. mortar and pestle, bread bowl and sauceboat, chopper and crusher, smelling of garlic, seasoned with ale, age and oil, and the memory of marvelous meals. In the language of my kitchen, mi cocina, ma cuisine, where form and function meet, I see only beauty. Thank you.
Chica guapa. Class. That was excellent. I love Spanish. No good at it, but I love it. That was beautiful to hear. And that's actually really cool, though, just on that. Like, poetry is about language, and I love when people take other languages and make poetry into it. It just blows my brain. Beautiful stuff. Patricia Walsh?
You! Thank you, Shane. This is called Plagiaristic. Some modern cliches skulk around, leaving on their own a joke to cultivate. Sitting beside someone is an awful crime, especially when our head is in question. Be careful what you say. Some might be more willing to use it against you, cutting through the fake pretense versus pretense, and mocking victory. Flippant abortions that existed serve to deter the clinging fly. It's a joke, ha-ha, so shut up, leaving our license a refusal aloof. Has ability, no effort, no worse than class. 24/7 foolery, engaged in class. Into a comic frenzy, anarchic attendance. To torture for authority, a headache for teachers. Not everyone discipline, nor everyone tenacity, but hardcore intelligent is she. Now, build up for studies, and wonders foretold, will be the final end of me. Thank you.
Well, that was Patricia. Good stuff as always. Next up, Bernadette.
Yes. Some great poems tonight. Me voting. The Holy Mary font fell from the wall and split in two. 30 years she'd watched the kettle boil from over the door, but as they set off for the old school, red, new, smarting pure, she cast herself at their feet. The cord has snapped at last, Mamie said, yet he had heard the outraged shriek. As the jeep rounded the fairy wood again, they saw a strange Kilkenny Reg, a one staring brazenly ahead. Her husband, or what is he at all, digging up bluebells. He slowed, but then drove on, reluctant to stop, only knowing that something had forever been lost.
There's a years for a kettle to boil, so you just want to take that one back. Right, next up is my favourite of all the women in Cork, Mary O'Connell. Come on up.
Thank you, Shane. I don't know why to look after all that. This is about a split-second decision that was a disaster. It's about travelling in the city and finding oneself on the wrong lane and the consequences thereof. It's called The Lane Not Taken. Arrows pointing left and right, overhead a blur of names. Now I'm on a ring road I hardly recognise. Wish I took my usual route. Make an effort to slow down. Scan the margins for a sign to take me into town. Hell, I've overshot the mark. Career off into darkness. My split-second decision a terrible mistake. Up above the roundabout, on a road just newly built, impossible to stop or make a turn, on I go, barely in control. I keep looking for a gap, a slip road that would take me back, some familiar landmark to ease my thumping heart. Blackness as I'm borne away, miles from where I want to be, endless stretch of asphalt, with no end in sight. Pulled from my accustomed ways, plaything of a twist of fate, facing the unknown, I'm driven out of bounds.
Now you know why she's my favorite. Okay, not that we have favorites at Odell, but definitely Mary. Okay, next up is Philip Spillane.
Hello everyone. This is like a some sort of like conclusion I'm trying to get to. Peace of mind. It's not my nocturnal mind that manipulates me, or a soul moved by shining glimmer display. Instead, it's that I wait for any sign of the extinct muse. But I'm met with silence that resonates in my ear. I start to misplace my strengths, and it all dissipates, and I sit in the sound of silence. But why not enjoy the silence? Thank you very much.
Isn't it lovely to see the young do a bit of writing? Not that it's seriously.
Okay, so next up we have Tatch.
Right, so thanks. This is called Gordon, a light dusting of wizard. He moved the way a wizard moves in circles around the circling sun. No distance is too great for them who know how this is done. What he knew about what's real, he wanted you to know. He wanted you to really feel it, so you could never unknow again. A great teacher could do this without you realizing. So he was such a teacher, one who taught you amazing stuff, like how to move a swarm of bees. Stuff like what bird made what shape when it flew, what color it was, young or grown, in what season it should make. Its particular sound and for what reason. Men that see and know these things are as elusive as the creatures they observe. They certainly are wizards. With the way of a wizard, the will of wizards, they woo like wizards. The art of wizardry walks one apart from other men, mostly not knowing what they are. Just knowing that they are out of step and often lonely. So alone on that orb that circles around the circling sun, also aware of the nature of their connection to every leaf and twig, rock and water droplet, bird, bear, bee bug and banana, but sometimes on a plane so subliminal and ethereal as to feel unreal. So Gordon, in my reckoning, was a wizard. I am friendly with his son. The legacy of his wizardry rubbed off on most of his descendants. They may all have their opportunity to walk that lonely road. The ones who embrace it may also show up wizard later on in years. It doesn't seem to visit upon the young. Others will run for it from it in terror and need. Maybe run so fast as to find themselves there anyway. The journey is the important piece, some think. The man who was Gordon is now a bag of ashes in a box on a shelf. The spirit who lived amongst his bones and grisly carcass still lives in the minds of those who loved him, and all the little ways he helped to shape who they are ensures that he will live for unfinite days. Maybe the spirit lives in other ways that are mysterious to most, but it is wise or otherwise to be so certain of what we become after we draw our last lungful. Called home by a friendly gesture of some satisfied saviour, or scalded and scoured at length in a prison made from bad deeds, to conjecture ad infinitum. To spend time with his friends and family, he certainly lives. Still, in me he lives, in reading or listening you he lives, and that's the wizard's way. He looked like one. If you could see it, it was a lovely sight. A well-trimmed white beard, hawk eyes with a splash of humour in every beat of his loving heart. A sea of love waiting to be sailed if you dared. What music moved him to tears? What words can do him justice? When all is said and done, let no more be said or done. Sit in the stillness then and know him. Marvel at the momentum in that moment when it all becomes clear, we are atoms and electrons, we are gods, we are nothings, we are also everythings. Yes.
Beautiful stuff. Really, really nice stuff. Can't wait to hear you again next week. So this is our second last person. Bertie, if you'd like to come on up.
Thanks.
Thanks. This is a red book. It's supposed to be red and it's a good read. It's Bokkanen. It comes from a long time ago, actually. 1993. And it was published in response to the... Some of you who were here last week will know this. In response to the LA riots, which were sparked off by the beating of Rodney King. There's a bit of music in this one. This is Joy Sky, and she writes, "Oh, she may be weary. Young girls, they do get weary. Change. I feel like I'm in that 1965 trap again. I can't even verbalize my thoughts or come up with the words. Has anything changed? Change. Rebuild LA, a new president and VP, reminds me of Ken and Alan. You know, Barbie and Midge's boyfriends. Yo, we better take care of ourselves and quit thinking someone else is going to solve our problems. Change. The LA4, the LAPD, Poe, Kuhn, et al. Who are the real thugs? I still question why. Why? Reginald Denny. One late night my friend and I debated and had differences about the whole situation. Couldn't sleep the next day. It was our first disagreement. Change. Directed two operas with inner city youths about the riots, uprising. The shit was right on, went on the radio with a couple of the students. Off the air, our most gracious host asked them if they were poor. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? Or their point of view. A person called in and felt these young people didn't have the objectivity to do an opera on this issue. One white woman called in and was appalled by their grammar. Change? At the same time, Black Folks Rebellion, Canada, Johannesburg, Paris. Is this a coincidence or a consequence? Will it happen again here? The media, they're the ones who should go on trial, have made this damn thing in a three-ring circus, hoping something will happen, a self-fulfilling prophecy. A friend of mine said, if nothing happens, they probably will burn their own building just to get a story. Change, too guilty, too acquitted. Equals half justice. This is the real wake-up call. Accountability, responsibility for our own community. We should never, ever allow ourselves to forget this shit. Ever. One down, one to go. We wait for the next trial. Change. Oh, she may be weary. Young girls do get weary. Wearing the same old shabby dress.
Thank you very much to the artist formerly known as Rad. Okay, so I'm going to make a couple of small announcements and then we might have a little bit of a German sing-song. So, just let you know, the Lightning Bug is on the 23rd of this month. Conal Creedon will be the guest. Talk to Norma for more details about that. Don't forget the Pay Dreadful Novella competition is open. The Behemoth comes out on the 5th. Food for Poetry Chapel competition is now over, but the Sean O'Fallon short story competition is begun, so send me all your short stories on the admin. Class. Unreal. Loads of work to do. Alright, so that concludes pretty much our 410th O'Vail. Come along to Crane Lane, I will be having a cup of tea. But One Horse Pony are really, really good. And now, let me introduce the song.
Oh,
yeah, that's you. That's your cue.
I step back from the microphone because I'm not used to microphones. Schubert loved poetry. Schubert loved poetry. He had an ear for it, and he would grab a poem and turn it into a song. And he immortalized all these poems from poets you'd never otherwise hear from. So here was a guy by the name of Wilhelm Müller, who wrote a couple of song cycles by Schubert. And the poems are kind of wonderful. This one's in the middle of this sad song cycle about a man deserted by love. You're not quite sure who he is or exactly what happened, but he's sort of every man, and he's taking a walk into the night, in the middle of winter. And in the middle of it, it turns to dawn, and there's a raven that's following him. So this song is called The Raven. Eine Krähe war mit mir in der Schweiz erzogen, ist bis heute für und für auf mein Haupt geflogen. Krähe, wunderliches Tier, wies mich nicht verlassen, meins voll war das Beute hier, meinen Leid zu passen, ist nicht mehr der weit mehr ging an den Wanderstrafe. Lass mich endlich sehen, Reue bis zum Wappen. Lass mich endlich sehen, Reue bis